Bava Basra Daf Hey Amid Aleph begins with the following story concerning the sugya of Makif and Nikaf. So it says, Runya Akve Ravina Me Arba Ruchosav. Runya's field was surrounded by Ravina's field, meaning Runya was in the middle and Ravina was on the outside on all four sides. So Runya's field was in the center. Amale, so he said to him, Hav Li Kama Degadri. So Ravina built the fence and he said, give me the money for the fence that I made, meaning he's saying that we paskin like Rav Yossi, according to the Shita of Rav Huna, that you have to pay for the fence, the amount that he paid for the fence. You have to split it with him. So lo yaev le, Runya refused to pay. Havli lefi kanim bezal. So he decided, all right, I'll bargain with him. I'll take it a little differently, and basically we'll go according to the Shita of Chiyav Arav, that you only have to pay to make kanim bezal, that the cheapest possible fence that I could have built, not what I actually built. So lo yavle, Runya refused even to give him that. Havli agar netirusa. So he says, maybe according to the even more Makel Shita, just give me the amount that you would have had to hire a security guard, which is apparently cheaper. Lo yoivle, and he refused to give him even that. Fine. Yumachad, one day, havakogadr dikle. So Runya was gathering the dates from his palm trees. Amarle larise. So he said to his sharecropper, zil shkolmine kibura dahini. Go get a cluster of dates from him. Azali went. Lasuya. He went to get it. So meaning, I'm sorry, I messed up. So he says, Amarle larise. So Ravina said to his sharecropper, I think I said Runya, meant Ravina said to his sharecropper, oh, let's see, try to steal something from Runya and see how that goes. So he went there. So Azali went Lasuya to take it. Rama Bekol, and Runya started yelling at him, get out of here, you're a thief. So Amarle, so says Ravina to Runya, Galisa Daitel de Menach Nichale, you have now proven that you're very happy about the fact that we have fences and people can't steal from you because you're obviously very makbid that people shouldn't take any of your fruit. Lo yehe ela iza ba'alma. So he says, my sharecropper is not going to steal more than any stam goat from the world would have stolen. So mi lo ba'i netirusa. So would you not need to be guarded from just a goat? Meaning animals can wander in and steal your fruits also. So therefore, you should require a fence in order to guard you even just from animals coming in and eating your fruit. So you should have to pay your fair share of the fence. Amar le, so Runya answered back, iza ba'alma lav lach luye ba'i. So he says, when you have a simple goat coming in, really all you need to do is just yell at it. So you don't even need to. I don't even need to pay any money for a fence. I'll just stand around and yell at the goat. Omerlei v'lav gavra bois lemechlelei. But don't you need somebody that you got to pay to stand there and shout? Meaning, at the very least, you're here all day. Fine, you can shout at the goat, but you need to pay somebody to be there as a night watchman to shout at the goat. So also lekamei de Rava. So they brought their case in front of Rava. Omerlei zil paise de madefais. Go appease him with what he will be appeased by, meaning give him the least amount. He agreed, pay for the watchman. So give him that. That was his best argument. And then the ilo da'inina lach dina kiravuna liba de Rav Yossi. So he says, and if not, I'm going to paskin that the halacha is like Rav Huna, according to Rav Yossi, that you have to pay 50% of the actual fence that was built, not even to make kanim bezol. Fine. That is the end of that story. Basically, Rava seems to say, give him what he'll take. Otherwise, I'm going to say the halacha is the most machmir shita, that you have to pay 50% of what was actually built. Runya Zavanara, new story about Runya. He bought some land, Ametzra de Ravina, and it was right next door to Ravina, meaning it makes sense that they had land right next to each other. So he bought one on the outside border of Ravina's field. Sav Ravina l'saluke mishum dina de bar metzra. So there's a halacha called dina de bar metzra, which means that when you sell land, it's the right thing to do. Vasisa Yashavatov, to sell it to the neighbor. So if he has two fields, they should be close together. He could just move his equipment from one field to the next instead of him having to look to buy a field across town and then he have to buy two separate sets of equipment to keep in each field. So really the din of bar metzra, which means you should sell it to the neighbor first. So Ravina says, hey, the guy who sold the field should have at least offered me the opportunity to buy it for the fair price first, before he gave it to Runya. So Ravina's like, Ravina says I should kick out Runya because of the Dina de Bar Metzra. So Amrali Rav Safra, Breder of Yebel Ravina. So Rav Safra, the son of Rav Yebel, said to Ravina, Amri Inchi, people say, Arba Litzala, Arba'a Litzlala. So it's an Aramaic phrase, which means four zuz for the hide and four zuz for the tanner. So basically what we're saying over here is that Runya Runya was a poor man, and therefore you should pay 4 zuz for the actual product that you want, but should also pay 4 zuz so that the shoemaker should be able to support himself. So basically, just leave him alone. He's a poor man. Let him have the field, and just even though you're right by din, you should be able to take it from him because of bar mitzvah, and you should get to buy it. But he needs the money, and therefore let him keep it. Next Mishnah, Kosel Chatzer Shenafa. Let's say the wall that you built in between you and your friend in the Chatzer falls down. Mechayben Oso Liv Noso Ad Arba Amos. So we had this in the Gemara before. You pay him the cost of building it up to 4 Amos. Meaning, if it was even taller than that, you don't build it, and you can't force the other party to build it back up higher than 4 Amos. Up to 4 Amos is enough. Bechezka Shenasan Achiyavi Raya Shalo Nasan. And if the guy builds it up, and then his partner comes to him and says, hey, you never paid me. We assume he paid, and it's the onus of proving he didn't pay is on the other party. Also, but taller than 4 amos, you can't make him pay. Samachlo kosel acher. So let's say Reuven on one side of the fence built it up of his own money higher than 4 amos. He built it up another 4 amos. So now it's 8 amos high. Then what does Shimon go ahead and do? He connects a wall on his side to the wall that was built in the middle, showing that he's very excited that Reuven built a very tall wall. Aval bishalo nasan alavasat tikra. Even before he builds the roof connecting them, like making some kind of an arch or some kind of a building between the two, he just builds a second wall which is ready to be attached to that middle wall. Then megalgon alavasat kol. Then you can force Shimon to pay his entire fair share, meaning 50% of the additional height. And because Kashalon Asanachi Avi Rayashinasan, and if Shimon claims that he already paid, it's his job to prove that he did pay, because that's not the normal way to do things. Okay, says the Gemara, Resh Lakish says, Hakoveh Azman L'Chaveiro. If a guy says you have a specific date, you have to pay me back by January 1st. Amrlo, and then his friend says to him, Praiticha B'Tosmano. No, I paid you back on December 20th. I paid you early. Eino Neman. The rule is he is not believed. Ulavai sheyifra bismano halavai. I wish people would actually pay on time. Forget about paying early. Abaye v'Rava damri tarvayu avid inish depara begozimne. And Abaye v'Rava argue, and they say a person would pay within the time frame. Why zimne disramu lezuze? Right. Sometimes he'll just come into some money. He'll come across some money. Amar ezel apare. I'm going to go and I'm going to pay him. And then I'm going to Hamid Beis now. Ki hechi delo de tardan. So it won't be a tirda. It won't bother me in the future. Okay, we'll continue with the sugya of whether or not people would pay early next time.